Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Gina, congratulations. We are on the eve of Canada's Got Talent. How does it feel knowing that this is finally going to air on City TV?
I am over the moon. This has been something so close to all of our hearts. We've been living and breathing it for the last few months. So to finally be able to share and showcase this amazing journey and all these amazingly talented, phenomenal acts, you will be blown away. I promise you will laugh out loud. I promise you will get goosebumps. And you may even shed a happy tear because it truly is that emotional and that inspiring. And the judges are just as talented, as we know, as the acts you're going to see. So it truly is entertainment for the entire family.
What is it like for you, though, to host this? Because you've got all this plethora of talent across Canada. You have probably the funniest and most diverse judges to deal with. How is it like for you? Because basically, you're the one who's got to keep this sort of all under control.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's what we thought when we started. But needless to say, I don't have any control over any of them, and that's what makes it such a joy. They're all so witty and nurturing and funny, and they really want to help people. It's not about tearing them down. If people aren't quite what they think they are on the stage, rather than exploit them or make fun of them, they're very kind and gentle and try and, I guess, bring them into another direction in their lives. And then if it's somebody who's fantastic and blows them away, they have fun with it, they celebrate. But in terms of controlling the judges, there's none of that. I thought I was a little bit of a circus ringleader, perhaps, that, you know, I could have some sort of input and control. Yeah, there's none of that. So we just let them do their thing, and we all really enjoy it.
So give me a quick little basis. What are fans going to see on that first show? What's going to happen? Like, what cities? What's going to happen in the first one?
So the first show, the focus is on the Toronto auditions, and we had actually 3 days of filming for that. So many acts came out. Such versatility, a real representation of the diversity of this country. And so proud to see everything from people who hula hoop to young dancers to an amazing beatboxer that will blow you away. That's just a little taste. I really can't tell you too much. Another thing is, I can say that I actually did something I would never attempt to do if not for a show like this. Martin Short is behind me, everybody. Imagine, if you will, a very handsome... Do you hear that kissing sound? Yes, that is Marty again. Don't worry, he's only kissing the nape of my neck. This is a family show.
Oh, that's your neck? Oh, well, then I'm going to eat a sandwich.
See you later. See what I have to deal with about that control thing you were talking about? Yeah, I've got none of that on them.
Well, like I said, so looking forward to this. One thing, though, that I know fans have been asking, how are you going to balance breakfast television and this show?
I don't. It's best not to think about these things. Sleep is for when you're dead, they say. That's what Marty tells me anyway. He works 20 hours a day. If he can do it, I can do it. Honestly, you can't think about anything like that. I mean, I'm so grateful to be on these two amazing shows. BT's a powerhouse. We're so grateful for our audience. And CGT, I mean, everyone's going to get to know and love all of the judges as much as I do. We all know Marty Short.
If that is the case, then why do you, over about your fifth glass of wine, complain? They're taking advantage of me. You know why? Because I'm a girl.
He's just upset because I forgot to separate his M&Ms, the green from the yellow, yada, yada, yada. I think he needs a little more green in his life, if you know what I'm saying. But other than that, and so it begins. Marty's literally cutting the cheese right now, but enough about his bowels.
I cannot wait. If this is just a little taste of what we're going to see, this is going to be fantastic.
Hey, we apologize in advance, everybody. Enjoy the show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.